everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Comic Source. I'm Jace. In this episode, you're going to get to hear an interview I did at WonderCon with Dinesh Shamdasani. He's the CEO and Chief Creative Officer of Valiant Comics. Valiant Comics is a really, really great company. I can't say enough about how fan-friendly they are. They really interact with their fans. They care what the fans think. They're putting out really high-quality books. So if you haven't tried a Valiant comic yet, there are a lot of really great titles that you can choose from. Bloodshot Reborn is really a great title. Also, I'm really enjoying Ninjak that's coming out. As far as titles that are completed by them, I think the 25-issue run of Harbinger is bar none their best book they've put out. So those are available in trade and also digitally. So if you haven't given any Valiant books a try, I definitely suggest checking them out. So before we get to the interview, just a couple quick items here. If this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, we really would appreciate some support on social media. So if you go to twitter.com/thecomicsource and give us a follow, we'd appreciate it. You can also follow us on Instagram. Just do a search for The Comic Source. Likewise, on Facebook, if you do a search for The Comic Source, you'll find us and give us a like. If you listen on iTunes, we love 5-star reviews. They really help out. We're really trying to grow The Comic Source into something larger than the sum of its parts. And any support we have on social media really helps us out. We're hoping to get some more access to publishers, be able to attend more conventions, and maybe even get some exclusives down the line. So we love to hear thoughts from our listeners. You can email us directly at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, thecomicsourceblog.com, and use the Contact Us link. While you're there, you can check out the sketch gallery. You can see all the previous episodes of our YouTube channel and also find previous episodes of our podcast there. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, and I hope you enjoy this interview with Dinesh Shamdasani. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with Dinesh Shamdasani from Valiant Comics. How you doing, Dinesh?
Good, man. What's up, Jace?
Not much. Yeah, my pleasure. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the state of Valiant now that you guys have been around for a while.
Sure, let's do it.
How do you feel about, do you feel good about where Valiant is right now? I mean, you're kind of...
I feel great. We feel great. I was talking to Fred Pierce, our publisher, this morning about how we're doing. It's a blessing, man. We've had so much success. We've grown every year. It feels like sometimes 2 or 3 times a year we're metamorphosizing into a different beast, larger and larger. Looking at our booth this year, it's just, you step back and you're like, wow, look at this. It's amazing what the fans have helped build this into. We've had a fantastic show. We're setting records in terms of sales, bringing new fans in. We take a look at not just the numbers of things they're selling, but also the number of transactions, and we're seeing a very, very high number of transactions, as well as setting a record, which means a lot of new fans are coming in, buying the volume ones, trying their first book. And what's great about our books, we're the best food publisher in the business, I like to say that a lot. We feel like if we can get you to read just one book, you're going to get hooked. So we know all these people at this show are going to come back and get hooked, go into their stores, buy the books. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're still the new kid on the block? Or has the newness worn off?
I think, listen, we're 3.5 years old. It feels like a lot longer. We've made a huge footprint, I think. We've had a number of big successes, which makes us feel like we've been around a little bit longer. But for us, I think we're always trying to innovate. We're always looking for what to do next, where we're going. We have this long plan in mind. This is a really good time for us because it's, in our minds, it signifies the change of phase from phase 2 to phase 3. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, has your kind of your mission statement, has it changed at all now that you've kind of been around, like you said, for a little while, 3 years?
Absolutely. Listen, we're a little bit ahead of where we wanted to be at this point, which is a nice place to be. But as I said, we built these phases in our minds of how we wanted the company to grow. Phase 1 was, we need to make publishing the best it can be, bring in the best creators, launch the key characters, launch with X-Men Man of War, then Harbinger, then Bloodshot, then Archer Armstrong. That was our first 4 months, Summer Valiant 2012. Won a ton of awards, Publisher of the Year, became the best read publisher in the business. Those books are now venerated books of the modern era, which is a really great feeling. All those creators have become big creators in the business, which is another great feeling. That was phase one. Phase two was, and then, you know, I should mention a little bit more about phase one. We launched Shadow Man, etc. We wanted to get the key characters, marquee characters up. Phase two was, okay, let's get the second run of characters up. Ninjak, as an example, Rai, as an example. Let's start to build out the mythology a little bit. So the original Valiant was so successful back in the 90s, but it had this bright, shining moment that was a shorter moment. They had 2 years, 3 years. And once we started to pass that trajectory, that timeline, we started to be able to add our own flavor. So when we launched Exo Manowar, I think one of the things we did well was we didn't try and rethink what worked. We didn't say, hey, we can do this better, or our ego dictates that we have to do it differently. We said, here's the Exo Manowar origin. It's modernized, but it's largely what you remember because the character works. Much like the Ultimate line took Spider-Man's origin, it did it again. It kept what worked and modernized it. That was our phase one. Our phase two was, okay, now what can we add to the mythology? Add Armor Hunters, add Dark Pond to Harbinger, add the Bleeding Monk. We add all these different elements. We start to blow them out. Harbinger Wars was a big thing that we did. That was phase two for us. And now we're starting to enter into phase three, where we've added a lot of mythology. You can see Faith has become a big character. Dr. Mirage has become a big character in a different way than there was. And so phase three for us, I think, is you're going to look at the Valiant universe as a hardcore Valiant fan, and it's going to feel very different, but in a really exciting, positive way. It's going to feel like that early Valiant, where they launched with Magnus, they launched with Solar, and then out of nowhere came Exo Manowar, Harbinger, Bloodshot, Archer Armstrong. What's going on? Anything's possible. This thing is literally being created before our eyes. We haven't been able to get to that point because we had this great house that had been built by the original founding fathers of Valiant that we had to put out there as a new one again. Now we're in that place where Divinity was the first shot across the board. We've got Savage coming up, we've got Britannia coming up, we've got our undisclosed 4001 character. Book of Death set in place a number of things that we've been working on for a long time. You're going to see a very different makeup 1 year from now, what Valiant looks like. It's going to be really exciting. Faith is another great example of that. Faith is a character that, yes, has been around for a long time, but never got center stage, never blew up the way that she's blowing up now. And she's going to become a shining light, a preeminent marquee character in the Valiant universe, the same way Exo Manowar is. And so what I think will happen is people will look at Valiant and their preconceived notions about what Exo Manowar, what Bloodshot is, what Ninjak is, won't have as much of an impact, positively or negatively, because it'll feel so fresh and new, because they don't know where we're going with Faith or what Britannia is. And that's really exciting.
Well, that's something that definitely speaks to keeping it fresh for fans that have been around for a while and are familiar with Valiant. Well, let's say for a second that I'm a new fan, I'm new to comics.
Yep.
You know, and maybe, you know, I've heard the cynical things said about the big two, you know, they can't keep a good creative team, you know, they're just throwing everything at the wall that sticks. So, forgetting about the mythology and the characters, just from a logistical standpoint, like, why, as a new reader, should I invest in my time and my money in reading Valiant comics? I mean, are you just going to be another flash in the pan, or is it going to be like Image of the 90s where I'm waiting, you know, issue one comes out, issue two comes out, and then who knows when issue three comes out?
Well, in terms of shipping, I believe it's a record now in the history of comics, certainly in the modern era. We have shipped about 350 issues now consecutively, never shipping a book late. We will not ship a book late. It is the most important thing to us other than storytelling. And I think that's the reason that if you're a new reader, you can get excited about Valiant, is everything we do, every choice we make is about what's the best story. It's not about best sales, best cover, most product, licensing, movies, all that stuff comes secondary. It's about what's the best thing we can do to make the story as good as it can be. That's how we live and die. And that approach, I think, is very, very powerful for new readers, because that means that we have books that are accessible, that we don't tell stories about previous stories. It's not a continuity, different company, even though the continuity is very tight. If you want to dive into the continuity, it's there, it makes sense, it's logical, we pay attention to it, but we don't demand that you have to know it to come into it. We don't publish a lot of books. We publish 10 books a month versus Marvel's 100, DC's 100, and we do that because we want to make it easy for you to jump in, read everything. We want to make sure we can keep the quality very high. We want to publish 10 of the 15 best books that come out every month. And so I think for a new reader, those are the areas to come in. Because you look at the characters, if you take a look at any one of our books, if we get you to read just one of our books, we've got you. You're hooked. That's our mantra. And in order to do that, we have to make sure every book we put out is a winner. Every single one. They haven't all been winners, but I think the vast, vast, vast majority of them are fantastic books. and I stand behind every single one of them. Even the ones that aren't winners are, I think, better than the majority of the books being published in the market right now.
It's quality first, and the fans can trust you. I mean, 350 books without shipping a book late, I mean, that says something. That says that you have a level of commitment to provide these quality books by quality creators on time, and you care.
We do. We're fans first, and so are the creators. We're also, I think, we've tried to create an environment that is a safe environment for people to come and create and feel like they have ownership. And I think you see that in the creators that are here and the fact that they stay here. Robert Venditti's written X Amount of War for 56 issues. Josh Dysart's written Harbinger, Harbinger Wars, Imperium. Fred Van Lente's written Archer Armstrong, Ivor Time Walker. You know, he's got new projects with us now. We keep our guys here. We also don't reboot. It's not something we want to do. There's always a creative solution. You can continue to evolve characters, build them without having to reboot them. We don't worry about why the characters work. We feel like we have an understanding of why they work, so we feel comfortable in trying to bend them and break them and rebuild them. And I think that part of the problem is with some of the other books that have been published outside of Valiant is that people are afraid to break the characters because they don't understand why they work. And so you get this forward momentum for a couple years, and then there's the fear of, oh no, we've evolved it too far. We've told a narrative, a linear story for too long. The characters are starting to change. Let's reboot and reset everything and take it back to the status quo. And I think it's disrespectful to the fan base.
Is there... What's the balance between staying complacent and you know, like using these tools that have been built from the Valiant that came before versus being innovative and taking risks?
There's no room for complacency. Every single thing that the original Valiant created has to have merit on its own right. Otherwise, it doesn't get used. There's no room for complacency because we don't have the benefit that we have is we're not owned by a giant corporation that demands that we do things other than tell great stories. The disadvantage is we're not owned by a giant corporation who will put out a $300 million movie every 6 months with a $150 million marketing campaign. So we have to fight for shelf space, we have to fight for fans, and the best, most valuable tool we have is quality. So we can't rest on complacency in any way.
So how do you feel? I mean, obviously you guys are your own thing, you've become your own publishing, not an empire, not to that state yet, but
no, not yet.
But you have the community, it's a tight-knit community, you're super fan friendly. But at the same time, you also have to look at the industry as a whole because,
yes.
I mean, it, in a way it is all driven by the big two. And when they're doing well, then there's the trickle down.
Sure,
get
absolutely.
More people in this. So when you look at the industry overall right now, what's the feelings that you get?
Good. I feel very good about it. I think we all at Valiant feel very good about it. Look at the industry. Batman vs. Superman opened this weekend, $170 million opening weekend. That's a record for Warner Brothers, bigger than anything they've ever done before, including Harry Potter. That's fantastic. That's the power of this industry. No matter what you think of the film, whether you think it's good or bad, or whether you think they did justice to the characters or not, that film brought in new fans. It expanded the reach of pop culture. It's a great time for the industry. It might be the greatest time comics has ever had. Second to nothing, perhaps, even the creation of Marvel, DC, the 90s. This is, right now, comic books control pop culture. We've got Civil War coming up in a couple weeks. I've seen it, it's fantastic. I think it's one of the three best Marvel movies ever made. I'm really excited about that coming out, because people will see, again, quality. Deadpool just came out, it took everyone by storm. I mean, look at our industry, it's strength after strength after strength. And that's just film. Now think about merchandising in terms of toys and apparel, video games. Think about the quality of books that are being published right now in publishing. I cannot think of a time where there were more great stories than they are right now being told. I can't think of a time where there's more innovation in comics than right now. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how many great characters have been created? How many great stories have been created? When we look back in 20 years, are we going to look at this and say, where did all this creationism come from? It's a really exciting time.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is great for us, but also it's difficult for us. If we were in any other era in comics, I think Valiant would be a much, much bigger piece of the pie at this moment. We're happy to we have this long runway, we're very well financed, we're happy to take our time, but the strength of the books that everyone else is putting out is awesome. It also means that we've got to fight harder, and it makes us better.
The challenge,
we've got to step it up. We try and make every book we do better than the last book. our best stories are still ahead of us. 4001 is better, I think, than Book of Death, which is better than Armor Hunters, which is better than Harbinger Wars.
All right, my last question. Anything you can tease for our listeners? Any exciting upcoming you have? I know Exo Man of War, the end has been announced. And I'm not worried. As a fan, I'm not worried.
Because when
it was announced that Harbinger was ending, I was like, what? How? And then I saw the way it was handled. Joshua Dysart, the writer, said, it makes sense why to end it now, but the story will continue. So I trust you. I trust Valiant. Exo might be ending, but I know there's going to be a story-driven reason for it.
Yes.
And I know doesn't mean the character's going away. It just means that this phase of his story or his book is over and it's time to start the next phase.
Exactly right. It's when you read Harbinger and you get to the end, it's a very emotional moment, and it's there's nowhere else to go. That's the end of this period of these characters' lives. And in order to continue telling that story, it made sense from a format standpoint to give them a new direction in every way possible. And Imperium came out of that. Ivar Time Walker ran 12 issues. And when we announced that it was the 12th issue, was the last issue, people were like, well, why? I love this book. And then they read issue 12, and they're like, oh my God, of course it has to end here. This is the end of this story. And now there's Neela's story. And it's the same with X-Men Manowar. Issue 50 is the culmination of, I think, one of the most nuanced character arcs in certainly modern comics. And Rob Venditti has done such a fantastic job with that. When you get to 50, it's going to be a very emotional story for the fans. And at the same time, it's the end of a phase for X-Men Manowar. He has been very earthbound. He's been very Visigoth-centric. He has been coping with the armor. We're going to change the whole milieu of the character. The events of this last arc are going to expand Arc's horizons in many ways. And there's going to be a whole new direction that is organic. That's something that we've been talking a lot about internally for years, but the story never evolved there. And now it's starting to evolve there. And it had to be this long arc, because Arc had to go from the guy he was in XO1 to the guy he's going to be in XO50 in order to take this new direction and this new phase of his life. And that required a format where we could showcase this new direction, new phase, in every way possible, from the book, the format, the trade dress, the title, etc., the creative team. So I'm very excited. And you're going to get that glimpse in XO50. You're going to finish up XO50, the main story, and the back of the book is going to have this little teaser for you of where we're going to go. We're going to cut 6 months ahead. I'm going to teach you a little bit. We're going to cut 6 months ahead, and you're going to see XO arc in a way you've never seen it before. And I think it's going to be so exciting. I'm very excited for it.
Cool. Well, if some of our listeners want to get more information about Valiant, where's the best place to go?
We have a website, valiantuniverse.com, valiantainment.com. We have a newsletter, Twitter, and Facebook. We're huge on that. We're very aggressive there. But anywhere you get your news on comics, Newsarama, comic book resources, Bleeding Cool, in your local store, comic shop news, newspaper, we're involved in everything.
Cool. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem.